High school sports participation in Michigan continues to outpace the national population ranking, and girl wrestlers will have the opportunity to win more trophies this year. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Michigan's national rankings for participation in high school athletics overall and separately for girls and boys participation remained steady during the 2024-25 school year, and it continued to outpace the state's national ranking for high school age population, according to the annual National Participation Study conducted by the National Federation of State High School Associations. Michigan remained eighth for overall participation nationally, based on a total of 298,246 participants. The total counts students once for each sport played, meaning students who are multiple sport athletes are counted more than once. Michigan also remained seventh nationally for boys and eighth for girls' participation separately, and again, despite currently ranking 10th for both high school-age boys and girls' populations, according to the U.S. Census Bureau estimates. Two sports jumped two spots on their respective lists, with Michigan's football total moving up to fifth and its girls' track and field participation total moving up to sixth nationally. Boys' ice hockey, boys' tennis, boys' track and field, boys' cross country, girls' gymnastics, and girls' lacrosse also moved up on their respective lists. Participation nationally again exceeded 8 million participants, an increase of nearly 2.5% from the previous year. And for more on Michigan's participation numbers and to see where each sport ranks nationally, please check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Macomb Lance Cruz North senior Julius Wilson. He had a game-high 18, including the winner as time expired, and a 61-60 victory over Troy Athens. Muskegon Mona Shores Jones McDowell. He netted the game winner with just 24 seconds left and a 5-3 Sailors win over Grand Haven. And a Saginaw Heritage senior, Jalen Cooper, he poured in 22 points and a 15-point win over Saginaw United.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the ice today, where after being last touched by Team A, the puck comes to rest on top of the goal netting. What happens? New this year in high school ice hockey, if a puck is on top of the goal netting, it's an immediate stoppage. The puck is considered out of play. It goes back into play via a face-off from the nearest face-off dot in the defending team's zone. Why the change from previous years? Because a puck on top of the netting creates too many problematic scenarios to be considered playable. You could have high sticking, closed hand, goalkeeper contact, or player in the goal crease. If the puck is on top of the goal netting, blow the whistle and resume with a face-off.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. District and regional team championships will be awarded in girls wrestling for the first time this year. Last year, the first finals team championship was awarded. Grand Haven took home that trophy. District and regional team champions will be determined the same way. Scoring will be based on results from individual brackets. More than 1,500 girls participated in wrestling last year, more than double the amount who took part in 2020-21, the first season the MHSAA conducted a girls division at the individual finals. Team districts take place February 11th and 12th, with team regionals on February 18th. Individual districts are February 14th and 15th, with regionals on the 21st and 22nd. Team finals will be February 27th and 28th from the Wings Event Center in Kalamazoo. Individual finals are March 6th and 7th at Ford Field in Detroit. For more wrestling news, check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We've got the next few weeks off, so we will be back in January. See you then.